Only ham and olive, second to last, narrow line. Toshma, maybe get me medinas hayam. Vinosn lo, omer b'fanay netam b'fanay nechtam. So, im is kaima for some of his kosher. Vim lav is posel. So heavy, it comes out. That loy hutzuchu lerma faranetam was instituted. It wasn't instituted lahachmer leh el lahachal leh. That instead of requiring validation of the signatures, Chazal were lenient and allowed faranetam to work instead. So that's a kula, not a chumra. Where it says the rabbi nichus, the rabbi, that makes a lot of sense. We're saying that this is the regular din of kiyum shtaris, which exists everywhere else. Everywhere else you need two eidim, but here we're making. We say, you know what? One eid is good enough, and that's why if you don't do it, we still have the option of kiyum being mekayimit. But if by doing it, you relieve yourself from the necessity of being mekayim. It's a kula. But the rabbi kosher, according to rabbi, there's another requirement above and beyond the regular din of kiyum. We need to know that it was lishma. So why, if niskayim because some of it is kosher, we still don't know if it was lishma or not. And what do you mean it's the kula? It's the chumra. We're saying even after kiyum, we still need more. So they didn't say, but yeah, but it's not going to be possible. The Mor says, what do you mean? So so we still require, even after they've learned the halacha of lishma, we still require because it might deteriorate. The case was already that she already got married. The Chazal are not going to, since Mikir didn't the get his kosher, it's only a takana because we're concerned about what might happen in the future. We're not going to make a woman get divorced from her husband because of that. Okay, if that's the reason that we're going to allow her to stay married, is because it's Kishanisays. So the statement, this phrase, quote, that phrase is not correct. That's not the reason. The reason is Mishum Denisisu. We're not saying, you know what, the whole, according to the Rabbah, the phrase makes a lot of sense. Listen, the whole Takana was a leniency in the general requirement of kiyum of being mekayim ashtar. Over here we're being makel and saying, you know what, funny netta will work instead. Even one person instead of two eight. And if you don't do that, you still have an option of being mekayim. But over here, according to Rabbi, the tekana was because of lishma, which is lechumra. We're just saying, but since it's ready in this case, it's okay. So this phrase is not explaining anything. It makes anything more confusing. That's not the reason. The reason is because since it's not a leniency, it's actually a chumrah. But over here, we're going to be mekel because she's married. So Hakamar, Samora says, this is how I'm going to read the price according to Rabbi. That it's not giving a reason, it's not giving a general statement of a reason for the takana. It's saying, should we say that Fanetim over here is being machmer and be mechayev her to get divorced? No, we're not going to say that because she's married already. But he table the hachmer law, Lifka, the Bryce is saying maybe we should be machmer and make her get divorced from her second husband. Heavy that we're going to be mekel lechatchila. You don't need aidim for the kiyum. And now, you didn't say that, but if you're Mekayim with the star, we're going not going to be Machmer Aleha to be Mekayim it anyway because of the Shema part, because nowadays it's longer. So time of my Dilma Osi Baal Ma'aru Apostle, the concern is that the husband's going to come and raise an ear on the get. Hashta Baal Loi Kama Aru Anan Nekam Anar Allah. So if the whole idea is to save her from the ear of the husband, so this way she can stay married, get divorced doesn't make any sense. So therefore we didn't say this as a chumrah. We said that, say, even though you're Mekayim the Shtar, the way Kotosis learns that the concern is a laz, so the concern is the husband will come and make a laz against the Shtar. It maybe wasn't, it was slowly Shema. We're not going to make her get divorced, sort of presuming that the husband's going to do. If he does it, we'll have to deal with it. But if he does it, like, we're going to have to make her get divorced. It doesn't make any sense. Zot's Rosh. Heavy Lahutzuchu Klomer. Heavy means from this we see. Klomer, emor me'atzo. What your conclusion should be from this point is lo tzrichu lomer b'fanei nechtav lahachmer l'kim mekuyim nitzrichei. B'fanei nechtav means b'fanei nechtav. El hakol d'loy mitzrichin alei the trei sadi achrina. It's not a chumra that even after you have kiyum shtoris, we need to add b'fanet avrei nechtam on top of that. It's a kula to not require kiyum shtoris. So according to Rabbah, that's gewaldic. But according to Rabbah, what's pshat? So where it says the case was kishin yiseis, yilachar shalamdu, and even though there's a gzeira, but once she's married already, kishin yiseis kvar, she's already married based on this getz. So because of the gzeira, we're not going to make her get divorced from her second husband. So more says, but if the Braisa says the reason is because it's a kula, not a chumra. That's not the reason. Should the nisusu, imo nisus, lo yishem kina lali in sube, v'avu gavdu ikayim. Means even though you're mekayim, but according to Rava, we say, I'm sorry, but there's another requirement over here. We need to know lishma. You can't get married with this get. So b'fani nechtav is a chumra above and beyond kiyum. So it's not a kula, it's a chumra. So my answer is achikamar. Kloilam b'niseis kamar. The case was, like you said, that she's already married. The Mavkinala, we don't make her get divorced from that situation. Vahikamar, this is how you read the Braisa. Heavy. From this we're going to understand that it is. We're not going to require in this scenario that she's already married. We're not going to require we're not going to say the lack of a fanet vanetam is a reason to be machmer and make her get divorced. So tame alacha hagmer leo letzia alacha leo mitzkila shal tizokik leidim. It's just a kula lechatzila. It's not a chumra after she's already married. The kula lechatzila is shal tizokik leidim. So time of my dima osi balamar, the time of my amar abanan the boy the memer dima osi balamar. Hilcha imon niseis loytinose. We're concerned the husband might come. Oh, how should the niseis? Am I lifka? A katil liosi balamar. So no nekim and aru. The husband hasn't come. We should act in place of the husband. Now, before you say Malakasin, there was a girsa that time of my is a new teretz. That Yiboy Sema time of my, that's how the Rashi says that that's correct. Yiboy Sema Loger Sina, El Hakar Sina, El Hakar La, time of my, Bechul. Okay. Zot the Gemara. Beplurta. The Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi. This argument between Rabbi and Rabbi really is the machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Charam lefish ein mikiyon lishma, but charam lefish ein eidim mitzvim lekaimoi. So this machlokes of Rabbi and Rabbi really is the machlokes of these two early Amoraim. Tistayim, let's prove the Rabbi Shua ben Levi who the Amor lefish ein mikiyon lishma. Which one said which? Let's prove Rabbi Shimon Levi is the one who said V'shem Mekin Lishma. How so? Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba Aisi Gittel, the commander of Shimon Levi. Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba brought a get from Medina Sayyam to Rabbi Shimon Levi, who was in Eretz Yisrael. V'amalei Tzrichtel L'meimer B'farai Nechtam B'farai Nechtam O'loi. Do I need to say B'farai Nechtam B'farai Nechtam? Amalei loy tzrichus, you do not need to say it, because loy amre ela b'daras harishanim she mekian lishma, abadaras achrenim the mekian lishma loy. It's no longer necessary because now we know that they're mekian lishma. So what's the time? Okay, so the proof that Rishu and Levi said because the issue is because of mekian lishma, we've proven that. But the worst is, but we have other problems. But Hisbara, does this make sense what we just said? So the Tistayim is accomplished. We've proven that that's what Rishon Levi holds. But this position is untenable. Rabbi, it's like the Rabbi, we already proved earlier that even Rabbi agrees above and beyond the need for Lishma, it's also because of Kiyam Shtoris. So Rishon and Rabbi would have to say it for that purpose. Void. And besides that, we've proven according to Rabbah that even nowadays there's still a gzera of Shemar Yachad Dabar L'Kakuloi. So, what's this Rav Shmuel Levi saying? He's going to have brises that he doesn't have an answer for. If he's saying it's only because of Lishma and nowadays it's different, he's going to have brises which don't work. So they can't be. Yes, he holds it because of Lishma, but that you say halacha lemaisa nowadays you don't need, that's not going to work. So Mor says no. Rishon Rabba ina shakrina haba ba'day. Rishon Rabba brought it with a second shliach. So we said before of the two shluchim, you have eight to mekayim it. You don't need b'falinat avrenekta because you have two eight to mekayim it. So, so why didn't we mention this second shliach over here? Mishum kvoid of Shimon. So he was asking. I know I have to aid him. I know I can take care of the kiyum. I want to know: is there a second requirement above and beyond that of lishma? This also no. That doesn't apply. And we said, to bring a get is l'shchiach, and they weren't guys in that case. So Shmuel Levi says, in this case, the kiyum you have, the gzera of Shemiyat v'kakuloi, we didn't apply in the case of two people brought it. They're not really kosher l'shmo, because it's l'cha shalomdu, so you don't have to say. Okay, it's a grashi. The first narrow line, but plugged up. Kihak plugged the rabba v'rabba ifligu nami amaroi kamoi. This machlokes rabba rabba really is machlokes similar machlokes early amaroi. I see. Get them. We didn't say yam. Okay. So Rashi with Tisbara logar sinan. So normally with Tisbara is going back. And what was just said? We brought a raya. Really, you think the raya is good? So Rashi says that's not true. The raya is a good raya. We've proven that Rishu Malevi holds because of Lishmo. Therefore, we take it out. If you would like to leave it in, it's not coming to undermine the statement that we've proven Rav Shmuel Levi's position. The shopper tistayim Rav Shmuel Levi who darmer the fish emikian. That we've proven. The Rav Shmuel Levi holds the problem is lishmo. The hachi parak. We're just asking like this: Tisbara ha'damer the yichidi haba. That which you're saying, Rav Shmuel Levi, the story of Rav Shmuel Abba, that he was an individual shliach bringing it. If that's your understanding, that can't be, because Rabbi said the Rava ubein on the kaima. We need aid for kiyum. So the Morse says there was another shliach by Havi Badei. Reminim the ale betrayed the ma'ase gita milsul shkicha. So the kiyum you have, the gzera shemiyasa of the kula. We're not worried about because this case is milsul shkicha lo gosu mirabonon. So we're good. Okay. So theoretically, there's a two dots here, and we finish with the sugya, but we're not finished with Rabbi and Rava yet. Itmar, if they come and listen to law. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina, Chalam b'fnei shnayim, Chalam b'fnei shloisha. So do we need a bezdin, or do we just need edim? Okay. So tistayim, the Birchin who domar bifnei shnayim. Let's prove that the Birchin holds that you just need two. Now, based on what we had in the piece before, so Rishon Levi holds because of the Shema, Birchin holds because of Kiyum. Kiyum is something which has to be done in Bezdin, and Bezdin is three. So, based on what we had before, the piece before, Rabbi Yechon should hold you need three. Right? Now we have Machlokes of whether you need two or three. Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Chanina. Not Rishon Levi, but Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Chanina. And we're going to prove Rabbi Yechon holds you need two. Okay? So, more is going to challenge that. Let's prove that Rabbi Yochanan was the one who said you need two. How so? The Rabban Bar Rav Chista Aisi Gita LeKamei Rabbi Yochanan. So the Rav Chista's son brought a get from the Dinas Hayam to be presented in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Vomer Le, Rabbi Yochanan told Rabban Bar Rav Chista Zil Havla Ba'api Trei. So he came to the Yam, came to the Birchanan, and the Birchanan gave him instructions. He said, go get to Edim and give the get to the woman in front of to Edim. Maybe the woman tell the Edim before Nechtav. So where's this Tistayim? Good, it's a good proof. The Birchanan says you need two. So where's the Lema Bahakim Iflagi? So let's suggest that this is the Machlokes. Demand the Omer Bifnei Shnayim. The issue was lishma, so you have to testify about the validity of the get. So, if he says we have edim now, which know that it's lishma, and so if at any point in time the husband would have any issues, we have edim. The shliach's gone; he goes back to where he came from, but we have edim who know that. But the one who says three, among them, if they shlosh, because I'm the fish ate him and assume the kaim, and therefore it's a kiyum shtoris. A kiyum shtoris needs three. Versus Batisbra, can this thought process be correct? Can't be. Why? Because Haman Rav Shmuel Levi Damer LeFishay Mekin Lishma. We proved before in the previous Machlokes. Rav Shmuel Levi says the issue is Lishma. So it means if so, Rechon Amar Lefishen ain't Adam Mitzvim Lekaimoy. So Rechon hold this was Kim Storis. Vahacha Hechi Kamer Rechonon Bifnei Shnai. So how can Rechonon say that two is enough? And furthermore, Vaoid HaRabba Islay the Rabba. Rabbi, everybody agrees that there's a need for Kiyam Shtoris. There's also a need of Lishma. So how can two be enough? Ella, the Kuliyama bein an Eidim Mitzvim L'Kaimut. Everybody agrees that the issue is because Eidim Mitzvim L'Kaimut. So the issue over here is not two or three cannot be based on that machlokes. So what's the machlokes? Two or three. V'halcha b'shtiach nasa eid ve'eid nasa daim k'miflegi. The question is, can we look at the shliach is playing a dual role? I mean, even though he's the player in the action over here, he's the one who's giving the get, but he's not the gay b'dover. A person who's a Baal Dover, he's one of the parties, obviously cannot witness, etc. The Shliach is an independent third party who has a job to do, but that does not mean that he's a Baal Dover. So let him be an aide and let him be a Dayan in the scenario. So he's functioning as the shliach, and does being the shliach preclude him from being an aide? And then does that preclude him from being a Dayan? That's the machlokes. So
an aide to one and a Dayan to another act, or
in general, we hold Shliach Nasa Eid. That nobody's going to argue about. The more is going to say in a second. So, do we argue the same way Shliach is Nasa Eid? Can we say that the this aid can also be a diet? So, Mandar Rav Nishnayim Ksavar Shliach Nasa Eid Veid Nasa Dayan. Mandar Rav Nishnayim Ksavar Shliach Nasa Eid, but Veid Eid Nasa Dayan. So that's what the argument is about. Where it says, I don't get it. Well, Kaim alone, but the Rabbanon Eid Nasa Dayan. You're right. It's not much as he did the Raisa. So there's a din of Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. But by the Rabbanon, Kiyam Shtar specifically, the Gemara says that the aid could also be a Dayan. So why do you need three? A woman can be the shliach. So zim the maisile itzo v'samchilo. So she can't be one of the yonim. So we're afraid that if you're in general, you're going to require two people to be there at the time of the giving of the get. They'll do that even in a scenario where the shliach is a woman. In that situation, you know, Mabezdin. So the Kiyam Shtoris wasn't good. So therefore, we say you always need three to prevent that possibility. Veidach, in the other opinion, says Isha made the yadi really somchilah. People know that you cannot use a woman as the dayan. People understand that we need a bezdin, so they won't make that mistake. So therefore, in general, you can use two. And in the case of a woman, you have to get three, but we're not going to require three all the time because we're concerned about that scenario. Okay, Zog Rashi. If they come and listen to Hashliach, how many people have to be there when the Shliach gives her the get? So the more is Machlokes Rabbi Yerchan and Rabbi Chanina, whether it's two or three. And Mora says, well, let's tie the Machlokes into the following. If you hold the Vesh Emiki and Lishma, the Matre Sagi, two is enough. The Lehevi Sadi, there's witnesses who know that the shliach said in front of the now, if the baal will come in marer, we have to wait him to testify that the shliach clarified the issue. But if you hold the fishay the adam and sum the kaimoy, given the kiyumehu, if the purpose is to be mekayim the get, so then already being in shlosa, kibinim b'ksubas perek sheni, the kiyum shtar is b'shloisha. That kiyum shtar requires three, a basin of three. So tisperot. Do you really think the Hachiyu that this is the explanation? It doesn't work. Why? Since we proved above, holds this issue was Bikin. So Bjerkin, who is the one who disagrees with him in the previous argument, he has to hold because the issue is Lekaimoy. And here Rabbi Yerchan, we've proven it, says you only need two. So according to what you're saying, the reason why you need three is because of Kiyum Shtaris. Rabbi Yerchan is the one who says Kiyum Shtaris, and he says two. Void Harabe Islay the Rabbi. If you're the Mandamar, the Fisha Miki and Lishma, Islay Nami, the Kaimut. But he also requires Kiyum. So the boy tells us you should need three because of that. So that can't be the argument. So the word says they're arguing. So now, Klaimer, do we say or not? The same way we allow the Shliach to be a witness concurrent with being a Shliach, the same way we say that, we should also say Eid Nasadai. Or not. That's commitment. That's what they argue about. Some other room of the Shnaim Ksavar, Kehegel Shliach Nasa Eid, Achinami Eid Nasadai. The same way we allow the Shliach to be an Eid. And being a Shliach does not preclude from being an Eid. So that does not preclude, being an Eid does not preclude from being a Dayan. So the shliach will combine with other two. You have three dayanim for your kiyum shtaris. Maran number if they start as a ksavra after shliach nasa aid ain aid nasa dayan. Yes, we're going to be lenient and say shliach nasa aid, but we're not going to be lenient and say aid nasa dayan. So the more I ask, well, Kaimalon, Birabonon, the Eid Nasadayan. But we're dealing with Kiyum Shtaris. And by the Rabbanon, we say Eid Nasadayan. So that's the correct Girsa. Toshis brings the Girsa. That Rashi is saying is incorrect. There's a girsa which says, "Well, Karmelon the ain aid nasadayin," and Hani Mila Bitterais, Bitterbonon Yod aid nasadayin. So the Gemara, according to that girsa, has a whole another step. The Gemara is saying, "What do you mean aid nasadayin? One of the people aid nasadayin. We pass an ain aid nasadayin." The Gemara says, "Oh, that's why the rice is, but they're by their bonons. We hold aid nasadayin." Then we go to our Gemara, which says, "Well, then, so what's now all the way around? So why should you need three?" So Rashi skips that whole step. So where do we see by Rabbanan Eid Nasadai? Gabi Kiyum Shtaris. Amina b'ksubis, shlosh shiyashu l'kayim as a shtar. So one of the three dayanim there was an issue about his kashas of being a dayan. So now we only have two dayanim. Ravina b'al, remember the eight nats a dayan. So the more suggests that in the scenario over there, I do not recall the scenario. But the more suggests in the scenario over there, we can solve the problem, even though one of the dayanim is possible, by using one of the edim. It's one of the dayanim. So the more says, really, but we have a rule: ain't it not to die? Mishnah Rosh Hashanah says, if the Bezdin saw the Levana, and it's daytime, because you could only have Yeshiva's Bezdin b'yom. So they saw right before Shkia, it's daytime. So the Yonim, based on what they saw, can sit there and make a declaration of Kiddush HaKadosh. Because if Shmia is sufficient, hearing testimony that there was a new moon is sufficient, seeing the new moon is definitely sufficient. If, however, they only saw it at nighttime, so they cannot sit down and use that which they witnessed when they witnessed it, they have to wait till the next day. So now what do we do? That now it's not a re'i anymore. It's like which Bezdin received testimony and paskin. They weren't the Bezdin when they saw it. So now they're like Adam. So we take two of the dayanim who saw it, and they're witnesses in front of the three other dayanim. So we see that we don't allow that they should be Edim, and then also be, we say, so you need five. Why do you need five? Use three. But let them testify and then sit down and paskin. Because the answer is ain't eight nasadayin. So they can't do that. So you see, ain't eight nasadayin. The word says, yeah, because that's a din d'oraisa. But Kim Shar says, d'rabbanan, ain't nasadayin. So the word says, what's the issue? The issue here is this gezeira by an isha. Kim and the isha gezeira. See, Makshar to Mishnayim, if you're going to allow to give the get in front of only two witnesses, Zimun de Maisi la Isha, sometimes a woman, the shtech will be a woman. Bismkina law lakshure, nami mishnai. They will just assume to give in front of two, like you always do. But the woman cannot be the third dayan. So in that situation, you don't have a bezdin. So one is goyzer in that case, and one is not goyzer because of that case. Person says, you could have said a case where the person brings it as a relative in the same issue. Right? That situation can't be a dayan. So, yeah. So then we're talking about the Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Brisa would support the Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe get him within a sayam and also law. Will I armor law before an ethical in Echdam? If the get was brought, they did not say before an ethical in Echdam. So Yotzi Bavlad Mam to Dimir Meir. Meir says, done. So it's no good. She wasn't given properly. So the get is not a good get. And even if she gets married, they cannot stay married. And the child from that marriage will have a din of a mamzer, midrabbanan. Kamer me'ein avlad mamzer. No, they did not give the child the status of a mamzer. Okay. Ketzad yasa. Yitlena Himena, they should take the get back from the woman. And give it to her in front of two. So the Brisa says two. So you see that you only need two to give in front of two. So it's really a side issue in the Brisa. But we, meanwhile, we've proven our point that two is sufficient. So Mora says, Mayor Mishum de Loyer Omer Fanetam Fanetam Yotzi Bavlad Mamzer. Why should that be? In Remeir Latamei Domer Rabbi Luna Mishmei De Ula Omer Hayer Remeir Kol Meshanim Yibebeish Shatobach Chacham and Begitin Yotzi Bavlad Mamzer. So he has a general rule: if a person does not follow the exact formula which Chazal gave you of how to do it, Shemir Rabbanon, a child which will be born from a marriage based on this get, which is done imprecisely as Chazal wanted you to do it, so Shemir Rabbanon, the child's a mamzer. Rashi. So whoever married her with this get cannot stay married to her. So we're saying, because he didn't say they have to get divorced. But to me, if I get kosher, who? The get was kosher. The shliach witnessed, he just didn't say. So let him say it now. So we just say that it's no good. The blads of mamzer, like really? Mor says, yeah, you didn't do it as. Okay. Now Tosis over here, Yilena Menor Yachsu Yilena Law. Tosis says the fact that the Chachamim said that you have to redo it, take it back and give it again, it means the shliach can't just say it now. Because Masha the Tzorach Lomer B'Shas Nesina B'Fanin Atav. It has to be said at the time of the Nesina. Mikamar Yilena Menor. You have to take it back and do it again. Who didn't lack a Nesina Tzorach the Dibur? But even if it's immediately afterwards, Tekel Dibur, that's also good enough, because that was the case of the war of the Bikeach. He gave it, and he didn't say it, and he gave it as a Bikeach, and then he was discouraged before he said it, because he's saying it afterwards. So that works also. So Tekel Dibur for sure works. The Tesha just wants to know, we have a concept called Sukkim Bois Inyan. As long as you're involved in the discussions of the issue, so giving the get and discussing the issues of the Gerishin, and he says it a minute later. It's not, it's after Klei Dibur, but it's all part of the Nesina. So the Sukkim Bois Inyan work or not? Is that the reason Masupik about? But beforehand or immediately afterwards, it definitely works.